Graduation seminaries have been occurring at BYU since 1877. Some have been more memorable than others. The graduation exercises of 1899 were unusual in several respects, especially when compared to the ceremonies we are holding today. The venue was smaller. It was held in the Provost Stake Tabernacle. And the procession was a bit longer. It went 5 blocks from the Academy building to the Tabernacle. The nature of the student achievements highlighted was also different from what we see today. We have students today who have worked on neonatal ventilators, NASA solar panel arrays, and the search for a cure to Alzheimer's disease. By contrast, in 1899, the highlight was an exhibit of handiwork of the students from needlework and drawing to hardwood desks and bookcases. Only 20 students were honored in that 1899 ceremony, and only 6 of those received college degrees. Today, we celebrate more than 6,000 graduates, all of whom will receive college degrees. Now, one of the other distinctions of the 1899 ceremony was the debut of a song, the lyrics of which were written by Annie Pike, a student who would graduate from Brigham Young Academy the following year. Annie was a non-LDS student at what was then Brigham Young Academy. She was born and raised in Provo, her father having arrived here to serve as the medical superintendent of the Territorial Insane Asylum. Annie entered Brigham Young Academy when she was 16 and graduated 4 years later. After studying at the University of Michigan, she returned to the academy to teach in the English department for a period of time. Annie had a way with words from an early age. When she was 11, she issued her own newspaper, writing the editorials, stories, poems, and locals all herself. According to one account, Annie would sometimes leave her dishwashing chores quite unceremoniously and be gone for a number of minutes. Presently, some member of the family would find her kneeling at a windowsill, writing. "I came to write a line that just popped into my head," she would say apologetically when discovered. We don't know whether the lyrics to the song sung during that 1899 graduation exercise simply popped into Annie's head or came by some other means. But we do know that the song she wrote as a 20-year-old Brigham Young Academy student caught on. It was originally called the Academy Marching Song, but eventually became known as the College Song. While not as famous as the BYU Fight Song with its familiar direction to rise and shout, the song was a favorite of some BYU presidents, including Rex Lee. The song is kept alive today mainly through the marching band, who after every football game temporarily belie their name by laying aside their instruments and while standing in place singing a cappella, the College Song. Some of you may recognize this. Just proof that the marching band can sing as well as play. Now, I share this brief trip down graduation music memory lane because my short presidential graduation advice comes from 2 key phrases from Annie Pike's lyrics in the College Song. My first admonition is found in the phrase, "No pride nor riches here may sue." Notwithstanding a last word in that phrase, I'm not advocating a prohibition against certain kinds of legal actions. Instead, I am asking you to not let pride and riches dictate your future decisions. The same lesson is taught by way of warning in the scriptural injunction in the 121st section of the Doctrine and Covenants. We're familiar with the verses, yet we often skip over what may be the most important teaching in that scripture. Beginning with verse 34, we read, "Behold, there are many called, but few are chosen. And why are they not chosen? Because their hearts are set so much upon the things of this world and aspire to the honors of men. I believe in our rush to learn the one lesson that follows that phrase, that priesthood and heavenly power are entirely dependent on adherence to principles of righteousness, we skip over what is so often the root cause of our failure to realize our full potential, that our hearts are set too much upon the things of the world and aspire to the honors of men. In other words, we allow pride and riches to become our motivation. When we are motivated solely by those two things, or either one of them, we lose the ability to call down the powers of heaven, and our eternal progress comes to a screeching halt. That may seem obvious now, but I can assure you from both personal experience and observation that the allure of pride and riches governs more human behavior than any of us would care to admit. And when it does, we can easily find ourselves in places where we don't want to be, both physically and spiritually. As you make your career and other important decisions in your life, I implore you to remember that at BYU, we aspire to be a place where no pride or riches here may sue. The antidote to the ever-present deviating attraction of pride and riches is found in the next phrase from Annie Pike's college song lyrics. The head, the heart, the hand, united, must be true. When we make decisions that are confirmed by our mind and spirit, our head and heart, and then take action based on those decisions, our hand, we will progress. When our head and heart and hands align, when they are united, we can know that the course we are pursuing is likely to be true. The aims of a BYU education challenge us to provide an education that is spiritually strengthening, intellectually enlarging, character building, leading to lifelong learning and service. In other words, our goal is to provide an education that aligns our hearts, our heads, and our hands in order to make the lives of others better. I hope we have provided you with that kind of education, and I urge you to capitalize on that foundation. I can predict with a high degree of certainty that there will be many times in your postgraduate life when you will face decisions that will ultimately be determined by whether you are motivated by pride and riches on the one hand, or whether you are moved to act consistent with truths that resonate in your heart and in your mind on the other. My simple promise to you is that if you choose the latter over the former, your life will be more joyful, more fulfilling, and more eternally productive. Remember, at BYU, no pride nor riches here may sue. The head, the heart, the hand, united must be true. 9 years after she wrote those words, Annie Pike, now Annie Pike Greenwood, reflected on the impact that her education at BYU had on her. She wrote, "I once had an acquaintance who hailed from an Ivy League school. He was very scornful of Brigham Young Academy, as it was then called. Upon one occasion, wishing to be particularly scathing, he made the following comment, 'I think they must have spoiled you at that Brigham Young Academy.' It struck me forcibly," Annie wrote, "that he was right. They had certainly spoiled me at that Brigham Young Academy. Spoiled me as a mother spoils her child, with kindness, encouragements, appreciation, charity. Spoiled me so that I could never be content to take anything but the best the world has to give, nor satisfied to give anything but the best that lies within me. By day and by night it comes upon me that I must fulfill all of which my teachers believed me capable." She concluded, "I thank God that hundreds of young people are being spoiled every year in the Brigham Young University." I hope that you have been spoiled in that way during your time here, that you will never be satisfied to give anything but the best that lies within you, and that you fulfill all of which your teachers believe you capable. This will happen as you are guided not by pride and riches, but by your heart, your head, and your hand, united in truth. We love you, and we wish you the Lord's blessings in all you do. You have been chosen to come forth at this time to bless the world. That you may do so is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.